So I'll call this meeting to order. It's a regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council, January 7th, 2019. First item is approval of the agenda. We got a first by Reed and a second by Dave. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We got an agenda for tonight. Item 3 is executive session. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There is a request for executive session. Both legal contract matters to be discussed, and I believe also one personnel matter. I would anticipate no action being taken as a result of the review of those items. Thank you.
Is there a motion for executive session?
So moved.
We got Ron and Terry.
Yep.
All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec. All right, we're back in regular session. Please stand and remove cover and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Included in the packet is the MUB board minutes from 11/27/2018 and the library board minutes from December 5th. Item 6 is announcements and praise. First off, the city would like to welcome the new chamber executive director, Veronica Grosich. Grosick. The public is invited to a welcome reception on Tuesday, January 8th from 1 to 3 at the chamber. She's been on board since January 2nd. The city election will be held on April 9th of 2019, and the petitions are available to be taken out starting January 25th. And the next council meeting is actually on a Tuesday, which is January 22nd due to MLK Day. So I'll turn it over to you, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Veronica Grosick, and I just wanted to take a quick moment tonight and introduce myself as the new executive director of the Chamber of Commerce. And I am hoping to create a very symbiotic relationship between the city and the chamber. I know that we have a lot of the same goals and interests, and you guys have a lot of combined wisdom, so I'd like to draw on that from time to time because I think it will only benefit the both of us. And finally, I do have a reception tomorrow from 1 to 3 at our office, so please feel free to stop by. I would love to see all of you, as well as any other city staff or committee members that you think might like to be there. Thank you.
Thanks, Veronica. Welcome.
Thank you.
Anything to add in announcements and praise from council? How about anybody in the public? Anything else? Moving on to Mr. Ainsley's city manager report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. This is kind of the one time a year that everyone gets worried that I'm going to start reading everything on here. The only part of my report is listing everyone that is going to be included in our minutes so that our insurances cover them. That's not health insurance, but it's liability, workman's comp, those various things. For all the various volunteers that we do have, it does not include refs or coaches that are done with our basketball and volleyball programs. I do also want to note that, unfortunately, this does happen each year. We did accidentally leave off two volunteer firefighters. And so for the record, two additional volunteer firefighters, which should be included. One is Mark Brook and another is Ozzie McDaniel. Just when we list so many names, we always end up missing someone. I apologize about that. Are there any questions?
That includes, you mentioned, Daniel, the commissions and the park board and that
yes.
stuff too.
Yep.
And I guess as a side note, not only we've forgotten employees in the past. So
yes, the employees are actually included in the wage resolution that's on 8A, and so there's even more people than this. And I do, I guess I'd like to note right now on the consent calendar, that's letter G, which is the resolution that is the wage resolution. There was one that we noticed so far that has an incorrect wage, and that's Tyler Kitefers with our recreation department. The correct wage should be $20.97 per hour. I think it has it down as $20.60 or something like that. That was one incorrect entry. We think that's the only one. We've had several people look at it, but at the next council meeting, there might be a couple more.
Thanks, Daniel. That moves us to the consent calendar. We have A through P on this consent calendar. A lot of resolutions, a few setting of public hearings. I guess with Daniel's notation to the change in the wage resolution, is there any of these items that need to be pulled off by council and discussed individually? So we have a request for L. Is there any other items that need to be removed from council? About anybody in the public? Mike, you got a motion with removing of L?
We move on the consent calendar with the exception of item L.
First by Mike. We have a second by Rhea. We do have some minutes here, so let's go ahead and roll call. Terry, we'll start with you. Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Brings us back to item L, which was removed. Mike, I'll just turn it over to you to start the discussion.
I said, it's almost not worth the effort. In going through this, Daniel, in years past, we had a limit on what you had the authorization to sign. I went back and looked, and believe it or not, I couldn't find any written limit. But we, as a council, agreed to the $30,000.
And that actually is on the sponsorship portions. And so the sponsorship agreements there is, just not on leases. And so that $30,000 is, I think it's the exact same, on the sponsorship resolution.
Yep, right, on the sponsorship.
Yeah.
But I think a further discussion on that could state that when there is a lease, it's brought forward
as legal and finance and everything else. Yeah. Or I'm sorry, rally and events, not legal and finance.
Right.
The only leases that really are not discussed at rally and events are the ones that are inside the armory.
Armory.
Yeah. Those ones usually are not discussed by rally and events, but those are all for a standard rate of a 10x10.
Any other questions on subset L?
Thank you.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
First by Mike and a second by Steve. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Subset L is also passed in the consent calendar.